Dit is die oomblik waarvoor ons gewag het om Selena se stem self te hoor. Good morning, Selena Biggs. Thank you so much for taking the time to chat to us on 100.5 FM.
Of course, it's no problem.
Selena, it's not an easy question. You know how we always ask people, how are you? I'm fine, thank you. Now, we're really asking this morning, how are you doing?
I wish that I could say I'm well, but I would be lying. Things have really, really been tough. I'm really battling with a lot of pain and emotional trauma at the moment, but I'm just trying to see the bright side of things and just taking one day at a time, I guess.
Thank you so much for allowing us to go back to that fateful day and for allowing us to ask you these questions. To hear from you, I think what everyone is wondering, what happened on that day on the Kaapsehoop Road?
Oh my goodness, thinking back on it. I remember very little of the day, but what I do remember is I was driving up the Kaapsehoop Road, as I do every single week. Just as a hobby, I like taking photographs of the wild horses and being in the forest. And I was driving down a forest road, and it was very, very bumpy. And the last thing I remember was losing control of the car and waking up in the crash.
Mm. How long were you trapped in the car?
If I'm not mistaken, it was 28 hours.
Wow.
Roundabout.
And tell us about that experience, because that included a day and an entire night and some more of a day. How was it, and in which manner were you stuck in the car?
I really think that it was probably one of the most traumatic things that has occurred in my life. I was unconscious for a while. I remember waking up in the nighttime early. It was really, really cold. And I was still very confused as to what was going on. And I was pinned underneath the passenger seat, and my leg was under the driver's seat. And I just remember the excruciating pain of any single movement. I had no idea what I had broken or what was going on in my body, but I knew something was very, very wrong. It was very scary.
What goes through one's mind in those moments?
I honestly, in that time, especially being nighttime already, I honestly was expecting my life to end at some point. I really didn't have much hope, but surprisingly, I was quite calm. I'd accepted the situation and was just trying to hang in there. And just be as brave as possible.
And no, was there any sounds in the forest or any, you know, could you hear cars coming past giving you hope of being found, or was it dead quiet?
During the night, I don't remember any activity of cars or anything, but there were a whole herd of baboons and monkeys. It was terrifying. They were screaming all around the car through the forest. There was just a bunch of weird noises, and I really thought that something was going to come and grab me.
Oh, that must have been so scary. And your cell phone, did it like burst through the car, or where was it at that point? Do you have any idea?
So what happened with my phone is they actually found it somewhere amongst the engine. It was one of the many things went all over, and my phone, unfortunately, was one thing that was way too far out of my reach. I remember as much as I could move my arms, just the only thing was I was trying to find this phone, and I lost hope eventually because I really just couldn't see where it was.
So you could hear it ringing?
No, I couldn't. My phone was actually on silent, as okay. it usually is on, which is a tragedy.
And then you saying you trapped in the car, trying to keep yourself calm and trying to be brave. What do you remember about the moment that you heard people coming down to rescue you? How did that happen?
I distinctly remember just lying in silence and hearing the voice of two people in the distance. And that was the man who found me initially. His name is Musa. And I remember looking up. The car was facing flat down. So I was looking up through the back of the car. And I remember just seeing his face. And I thought, oh my God, this is it. I'm going to be okay. And I called out to him and I just said, hello, hello. And straight after that, he had disappeared for about 15, 20 minutes. And soon after that, there was just a herd of people everywhere around me. There was people holding my hand, speaking to me, asking me how I am. And there was just so much comfort and love in that situation. And I'm so grateful for every single person who was there in that moment.
And then was it difficult to get for them to loosen you from being trapped in the car? How was that process?
So I'm not sure how long this process took. It was a couple of hours because they didn't get me out of the car immediately. It took about 2 hours to actually get me out. And I think the reason being was they didn't know the seriousness of my injuries. But they did know that there was something very wrong with my leg. I couldn't move it. And the other one being pinned right under the seat. So it was a very tricky situation. As well as they started trying to get me out, the car started shifting down, you know, to move further off of the cliff. It started rolling down. So then they had to secure the car first. So everybody's life was sort of in danger, not even just mine.
And what did you appreciate most in those moments?
Honestly speaking, every single person who was there. There was a man by the name of Spencer Brown. There's so many people who I can name, but we'll be here until tomorrow. But I distinctly remember him holding my hand throughout the entire 2 hours, speaking to me, making sure that I'm still conscious, and just showing me constant love and support, and just every single person who was there was so loving and so caring. It was incredible.
Sure. I remember the evening standing, I live next to the Kopswoop Road, hearing the helicopter going in to fetch you and then listening to the helicopter flying back to Mediclinic, and then because we were all waiting to hear how, you know, they found you, but are you okay? And when I heard the helicopter going to the hospital, I said to my family, I said, she's okay. She's okay. That must have been quite a different kind of adventure, flying in a helicopter, flying off to hospital.
Honestly, from the point of being removed from the car, I was in and out of consciousness. But the one thing I remember about being in the helicopter is just looking up and seeing the lights inside of the helicopter. I really don't even remember much more than that.
So, Lana, and what is the medical road of recovery ahead of you now?
Unfortunately, it does seem like it's going to be a very long road. The time frame they have given me for complete or for most healing is going to be at least a year. I think at least a year until I'll be able to walk properly at least. But with that, we'll have to see in time whether I'm going to need to have a third operation, to have a bone graft. We don't know if any of that is necessary right now, but I do know that it's going to be a very long road to recovery.
Yeah, I was actually amazed to see pictures because I've heard about your leg, the femur being broken and the toe, but you kind of forget that it was a motor car accident. To see the scars on your face and the bumps and the bruises, you must actually still be sore all over.
I actually woke up this morning and unfortunately woke my mom up at about 2 a.m. just crying. I was in such intense pain. And it's funny because it's not even the broken leg. It's my whole body is just aching and in pain. And it's just ana everywhere. Just got bumps and bruises everywhere that you can imagine.
Well, Selena, we will keep on praying for you. And we are so thankful that your life was saved We are thankful with you for the community and the love that you have experienced in the process. And we really pray that this trauma that you've experienced, that you'll be able to release it and find release, not just from your bodily pains, but also from this trauma. And what are things that you look forward to in the future, or hopes that you have for the future?
Definitely hopes I have for the future is a recovery, and just to come out of the traumatic mindset that I'm in. I really am just focusing on healing at this point. I don't have anything else in mind other than healing.
Selena, thank you very much. You are indeed very brave. Thank you so much for being willing to go back to that day with us and for us to be able to hear this story from your mouth.
Yeah, of course, of course. It's an absolute pleasure. And if I could just take 1 second of your time, I would just like to thank every single person in our entire community who was involved in any way that they were. This community has been absolutely amazing. I'm eternally grateful.